Hello, wonderful parent. It is me, Inara, and I am so happy you are here today. You know, the magic book and I have been noticing something beautiful happening with children around ages 6 and 7, and I want to share this with you because it might just change how you see your child's growing mind. Many parents tell me they worry because their child does not seem to ask deep questions about life or seek wisdom the way they imagine a thoughtful child might. And I want you to know something important. You are not alone in wondering about this, and more importantly, your child is developing exactly as they should be. Here is what the magic book taught me, and what research beautifully confirms. Children ages 6 and 7 are in the most amazing cognitive transition. They are moving from what experts call the preoperational stage into something called the concrete operational stage. Now, I know those sound like big fancy words, but here is what they really mean for your wonderful child. At this age, your child's brain is learning to think logically for the very first time. They are beginning to understand that other people have different thoughts and perspectives than they do. Can you imagine? For years, they thought everyone saw the world exactly as they did, and now, like magic, they are discovering that minds are unique and different. This is huge, but here is the beautiful part that might surprise you. Abstract thinking, the kind that lets us ponder deep questions about life and wisdom, is still developing. Your 6 or 7-year-old needs concrete, tangible experiences to understand big ideas. They are building the foundation for wisdom right now, through curiosity, through questions, through wonder about the world around them. Dr. Michelle Anthony, a wonderful expert in child development, explains that children this age are just beginning to develop what we call metacognition. That is the ability to think about their own thinking. They are starting to understand what they need to do to learn better. This is the seedling of wisdom, my friend, growing quietly in their beautiful mind. So when your child asks why the sky is blue, or how birds know where to fly, or whether their stuffed animal has feelings, they are seeking wisdom. They are just doing it in the way their developing brain is designed to do it, through concrete, tangible questions about the world they can see and touch. Now, how can you nurture this growing wisdom? First, celebrate every question, every single one. When your child asks something, even if it seems simple, that is their curiosity muscle growing stronger. Answer with warmth and wonder, and when you do not know the answer, say so. Then explore together. This teaches them that seeking knowledge is a lifelong adventure. Second, make abstract ideas concrete. If you want to talk about kindness, do not just define it. Show them kindness in action. Point it out when you see it. Let them practice it. Their brain learns wisdom through experience, not just words. Third, and this is so important, read stories together. Stories are the most powerful tool for helping children understand life's complexities in ways their brains can grasp. Through characters and adventures, they explore big ideas like courage, friendship, honesty, and love in concrete, memorable ways. The magic book has a story I want to tell you about. It is called The Giggling Gallery of Forgotten Questions, and it is about two friends, Lucas and Ella, who discover a magical archive where old photographs giggle when you ask them the right questions. As they explore, they learn that every question unlocks new mysteries and discoveries. This story celebrates something wonderful. It shows children that curiosity itself is magical, that asking questions is how we unlock understanding, and that wonder and wisdom go hand in hand. When your child experiences this story, they see that their natural curiosity is not just okay, it is the very pathway to wisdom. After you share this story together, you can create your own question treasure hunt at home. Hide little notes around the house with interesting questions on them. When your child finds one and asks it aloud, celebrate. Maybe you explore the answer together, or maybe you just wonder about it together. This shows them that asking questions is how we all learn about life's deeper meanings. Here is what I want you to remember, my wonderful friend. Your child is not lacking wisdom. They are building it, brick by brick, question by question, experience by experience. The foundation they are laying now, through curiosity and wonder, will support the deep thinking and philosophical understanding that comes later. Every time they ask why, every time they wonder, every time they explore, they are developing the very skills that will one day let them ponder life's biggest questions. You are not watching a child who lacks wisdom. You are watching wisdom being born. So keep nurturing that curiosity. Keep answering questions with warmth. Keep reading stories that make abstract ideas concrete and magical. And most of all, trust that your child is developing beautifully, right on schedule, in exactly the way their wonderful brain is designed to grow. The Magic Book and I are always here for you, cheering you on every step of this amazing journey. Until our next adventure together, with love and starlight, Inara.